All right, a little Nirvana to get us going this morning. Had to play that one because it is American Cheese Month, and we're doing today's Feed the Resistance in honor of that. I've made some fancy grilled cheese today, so I had to play Big Cheese from Nirvana to get us going this morning. As always, Dee's here with some beer. I've got the food. It's time to feed the resistance. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very good, and once again, we brought in a special guest beer pourer.
Yeah, pretty cool. Jesse's here.
Jesse's here from Voodoo Ranger.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love the Voodoo Ranger series. I was pretty happy when this came across my desk, as we say. So let's give a little crash course into the Voodoo Ranger fam.
Absolutely. So yeah, so New Belgium Brewing Company is the parent company, and then we have kind of different families. You might know Fat Tire.
Absolutely, yeah.
But we're going to talk all IPAs today. We're going to taste through them. So
okay.
The first one we're trying is really our OG, or the IPA that brought us to the IPA party.
Okay.
So this is Voodoo IPA. Really beautiful citrus, really great floral notes. It has more of that West Coast style, so it's got a little bit of that IPA bite.
Wait a minute. Back up.
Yeah.
So this is a West Coast style IPA?
Yeah, I mean...
What makes it West Coast? I guess is where I'm going with this.
I mean, kind of IPA started there, so they were really... And some of them are really bitter, like burn your face off bitter.
Okay.
It's all different, you know, really, really bitter, softer bitterness, really going off of the IBU, for the International Bitterness Unit scale.
Okay.
Higher IBUs, the more bitter. This is kind of middle of the road, sitting at about a 45. So I won't nerd out too much on that, but really it's just your standard American IPA. When you think IPA, this is what it would be.
100%. This is like everything I love about an IPA is right here. And it is, like you said, West Coast. Now, East Coast, you might have heard people say New England style IPA. Mm-hmm. That's the East Coast IPA. Which tend to be juicier, which leads us into the Juicy Haze IPA, which is next in the Voodoo Ranger family.
You know, when we brought out our IPAs,
hit me again.
Probably like 12 years ago, and then we probably came up with this one probably 5-6 years. That's really when hazy IPA started trending. And again, it's, that New England style, more approachable. We're using that London 3 yeast strain to it, which makes it more soft, way more approachable. We're using oats and wheat with this. So again, it's all the beautiful floral notes up front. But in terms of finish, it's soft. This is like this and the next one we'll try through are way more approachable. Like if somebody says, I don't like an IPA, they would like a
hazy. Like this. Okay.
They're juicy. They're tropical fruit. They're beautiful.
Yeah. I think because those people that say, oh, I don't like IPAs, they're thinking of the West Coast style with that bitterness, the dry finish, the hoppy ending on that, whereas your Juicy Haze IPA here and that other style of IPAs is going to have – it is juicy for a reason. It's got that big – fruity finish on the end without the bitterness.
And this is sit on my deck out back in the summertime. And
yeah, absolutely.
High alcohol or no?
Yes.
Okay, so don't pound them. But.
Well, I mean, you can. So the first one we had was 7. This is 7.5. But it doesn't drink like it.
No.
It's so smooth.
Sure.
It's really approachable. People love this style. And, you know, in terms of our whole IPA family, this is probably... And the number 3 spot, number 2 spot in terms of just overall volume. Because people can crush it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
This is our kind of our rotating series. We change this up probably like on a quarterly basis, if you will. So this is for our summer. This is brand new. This is the V2K IPA. This is the 90s throwback. Just on the graphics, 90s in terms of just his picture. Like he's wearing the old school Michael Jordan jersey.
Yeah.
He has a Walkman. I think the Walkman should have been the 80s. but it's beautiful because it's a hazy. So really approachable, but there is fresh guava and mango and grapefruit to it.
You got me at mango.
I get that mango big time.
Yeah. The nose on it is beautiful. And this is even more approachable, I think, than even the Juicy Haze. I don't know what you both think.
100%. I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot of beer drinkers that if you put this in front of them, they would know that's an IPA.
No. And it's beautiful. Lots of, you know, big juicy notes. It's awesome. Yeah. So this is just for the summer.
And I 6.9. love the pour. I love the lacing on it, too. It's really pretty.
And the nose on it's beautiful. Like, you can smell that guava, mango. Like, it's awesome.
All right, and one last to try before we get to the food portion of the evening, or the morning, I should say. What's next to try here?
This is the Imperial IPA. So this is when, like, looking at ABV, background to it, etc. It's higher ABV, so this is 9%, but don't let it freak you out.
Yeah, so Dee's going to pour me a giant glass of this one. You know that's coming.
It's weird. She upgraded you to a bigger glass.
Right, exactly.
This does not drink like 9%. Again, all the beautiful tropical notes to this. Obviously, there's more malt to it, which obviously bumps up that ABV. But really, in the name of game of beer, you want it to finish nicely, and that's what this does. It's got nice malty sweetness. All the tropical characteristics that that IPA drinker is looking for is in here. And for those who are looking for a little bit more for their ABV, this is Imperial meet that. So,
all right. Yeah. One thing that I've learned from Dee over the last few months of doing this is anything spicy is going to work well with an IPA.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's kind of where we're going today. You walked us through all your IPAs. Mm-hmm. I made a spicy grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
I did not find the cheese that's supposed to go in here. It's kind of hard to find in America. It's a French cheese. Epois, I believe, is how you pronounce it.
Oui.
I did not find it, but what I've figured out over years of making this spicy sandwich is, like, any stinky cheese kind of works with it. So I got, like, a really stinky blue cheese and a French blue cheese. So that's what I put in there, and that's a little easier to find and generally a little less expensive than the, if I'm saying that right,
epois,
something like that.
Whatever.
Anyway, it's got to, exactly. Epoisis or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, it's got a pepper jelly in it and then some pecans in there
It looks beautiful.
So, yeah, so
it, really does.
It looks a little messy now. So grab a piece of that and let's see how this goes with the IPA beer.
All right.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
All right.
It's a sandwich that is messy to make and messy to eat, both. I usually do it in a panini press. I will warn you, if you have a panini press that doesn't have removable plates, don't do it in there.
Okay, all right.
You need to have plates that are removable so you can wash the damn things.
Totally.
That's so good, though.
It is really good. I paired it with the Imperial IPA from the Voodoo Ranger series. I love the higher ABV on it, but I really think with that pepper jelly and the finish on the Imperial IPA, they just really complement each other amazingly well.
I did the same. And the creaminess from the cheese is amazing, and IPAs are so great to pair not only with spicy but creamy, because it cuts. It's like when you think of wine, like that, just cleaning the palate, it really cleanses the palate nicely too. So it's like, I don't care what cheese you didn't use, what you use is perfect. It's so good, and the floral notes cuts through the creaminess too. It's so good.
Yeah, wonderful. any stinky cheese will really work.
Awesome.
I mean, basically, the way this cheese is described is a very pungent cheese. So that's why I chose a blue like that. But any stinky cheese will work. I saw Ebo standing outside the window a few minutes ago. I know he likes stinky cheese.
Yes.
Limburger. Our sales manager brought in some Limburger cheese a couple of months ago. And Ebo and I were the only ones that touched it. Everyone else like went, that might be good in here as well.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
So delicious.
Jesse, thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
It's so good. Thanks for having me.
Friday. We do this every Friday. We eat, we drink, we feed the resistance right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.